What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are in the house, and we've got special guests with us. So what's up to the TV nerds?
Yo.
What's going on?
Good to see you. Been a hot minute.
Yeah. Since last season, right? You had us on last season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I had more hair than this.
Yep. He looked homeless.
Yep. I was in my homeless phase. Yeah. That's all good.
We all were. We were all locked up in the house and couldn't go anywhere. So, like, who cares? It's like when I was in high school, I went to like an all guys high school, and it's like, I'm not going to get dressed and get all like fucking like nice looking. What the fuck for? It's just a bunch of dudes there, anyways.
Why the hell would you want to go to all guys high school? Why wouldn't you go to an all girls high school?
I went after school to the all girls high school.
Hey, my man. Wait, there's a. Why make those? I don't know, but I had one of those. My high school was all boys school, and we had a sister school that was all girls.
Yeah, like us.
What's the science behind the
less fights? Keeping it 100, less fights. Like there was none of the dudes had any of the bitches to fight over. After school though, woo, it was on, son.
It was like Harry Potter. You guys sneaking in there?
Yeah,
yeah. they banned field days. We used to have field days together. They just got two out of hand. So now we had to have individual field days separate. We couldn't be.
Yeah, they did a
fresh and everything.
Yeah, they did us the same way. We fucking started some shit one time, and then after that, all of a sudden, it was class by class.
Yeah, see? We no good when you together, boy. I tell you that.
I worked a lot. I'm a little bit with the United States on this.
So they had class warfare where you were from.
Yeah.
I thought I heard that right.
I like the dynamic. It allows you to navigate. I feel like as far as socially, public school is the best.
Yeah.
Socially. I didn't say now as far as paperwork and them teaching you right. That's where it falls off. Like public school socially. To get your skills ready for the real world, public school is
what I say. My only rebuttal to this is that like I would say 8 times out of 10, your class shooter was rejected by a female. Right? No, this is wreck, man. Like, consciously thinking, your class shooter was rejected by a female. Like, we had a kid in our class, and he had a kill list. I was on it, but I was like, bro, we played on the intramurals, we won, I passed the ball. We were on the same team. I didn't have me, whatever. But he never did it. You know what I'm saying? He never got rejected. I feel like this, like, I agree with you on that. The social thing is, but then at the same time, the negative thing is that women be cruel at that time.
Yep.
When you were talking about the list, like, all I see is fucking, what's his name? Fucking Steve Buscemi sitting on the fucking toilet, like, fucking on the list. And then you reminded him of the intramural stuff, and he, like, crossed your name off the list.
You know, yeah, why I never got rejected is all those pictures in the photo album with all his guns.
But those are some of the real things that you have to navigate.
Yeah.
In the real world. So sticking your kids straight into that.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. They gotta as parents, you know, with me, I don't know if you guys have kids, everybody.
Yeah, I got three.
So he ain't got shit. So,
lucky
having
you.
My kid,
you know, he's got one. It's happiness,
right? Having my kid in that rough environment, you know, I don't have to be as hard of a parent because he has that real world experience just on a small scale. Yeah. And if they get in a fight, it's like it's nothing. It ain't no impact off the punches. You can learn off of it. You know, that's a perfect time to get in some function.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, you know, with the pandemic that happened, you know, when they were doing homeschooling, my daughter really just disassociated with human contact and how to speak and, you know, just trying to convey her feelings and whatnot. And I had to pull her aside and just, you know, tell her the truth. I mean, she's right now at an age where, you know, it's better, like you said, to get all these social skills in school. But I really had to treat her like an adult and, you know, get through to her head that, hey, this isn't the way to act and this is the way you shouldn't be in real life.
I think at, like, parent today is not parent of yesterday. Parent of yesterday you had to really get some skills ready for the real world. Kids today, they have so much technology helping them out. You know, we really had to, like, to get one answer, we had to get like 4 or 5 books just to get a couple answers. Now you just, hey, Siri, blah, 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 blah. Right. And then that bad boy got your answer. Like, you done.
Hey, man, if I give you 20, can you give me that porn mag? Now you go on the internet and just get it for free on Pornhub.
Right. Yeah. So now that these guys, they, you know, whatever we knew as a kid, it's nothing to them. That's like second nature to them.
Yeah.
So now I feel like as parents, we got to get them ready for this, like, this boom of digital. Like, mm-hmm. you think about how we're talking right now. This was unheard of. Like, the Jetsons was like, man, I wish that was something. And now it's like, we're talking over the phone through the thing. We're close to smell-o-vision, my man.
Well, we passed smell-o-vision. We're at real dolls now. You know, men got sick and tired of women bitching and moaning, so they created lifelike dolls. And now they have robotic animatronics in it. So, hey, you know, now we're fucking rosy.
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, our crime rate is way, way down. Just the boom of technology has dropped our crime rate way, way down. Wow. You can see everybody.
Less shootings. Less shootings. Now, with the dolls in place,
yeah.
Less school shootings. Less school
pretty much everybody's house is equipped with a Ring camera at this point. So you, just because of packages. But, you know, now you feel a little more secure. I've seen a house that I went to had a Ring on both doors, the back door too. For just anybody to, you know, to use it, but to as another secondary camera.
That woman had a big ass if she had one on the back door.
So I love it. I love it. I love where we're going.
I'm down. I'm down for it. I get a robot. The whole thing. I go all cyber. You know what I'm saying? I have a digital footprint. You know what I'm trying to say. I don't mind the government looking at you. Like, what else are they gonna do?
They're watching us now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't stop it. So like, I might as well just join the crowd.
They know where your phone at. They know where you're at. Do a crime, they can come up and
just be good.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, are they monitoring you now? No.
Yeah, that's what that was the thing when people were like, oh, that's why I don't want to get the shot, because then the government's going to track me. I'm like, asshole, you have a phone. They're already tracking you. And I'm like,
But here's the thing. You got over a trillion people on Earth. How the fuck are we going to track everybody at a single time? Like, what makes you important enough to track?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly the question.
That's the part. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yes, they can track you, but are they tracking you? No. The only people that's tracking you is Google and the rest of these guys because they want to sell some shit to you.
All I know is the CIA is looking at my phone and then they're always throwing up in the garbage can.
Right. What
the fuck is this guy doing?
You don't want to see my search history, man.
You just do the memes.
Yeah.
Hey, don't judge me. I like what I like.
Right. Half of us wouldn't even show our search engine. I know that everybody gets on because everybody Apple in here except for this.
Yeah. I hate Apple, but I have to have it. So,
because what reason?
For work.
This guy won't commit. This guy won't commit. But anyway, nope. If it you have the Google search engine, and then everybody have the iPhone's
Safari.
Safari,
yeah.
Yeah, they go on Safari, put it on incognito mode.
Yep.
Boom. Still go past it. They can see past it.
Yeah.
Now they tell you to get a VPN. You can watch porn.
They can see past it. It's just more apps to find out to get your data. So they
that's why I have my last will and testament saying wipe out my whole history on the internet.
Just delete it.
I say just have a field day. I'm dead. Like, I give a fuck what's going on Earth. I'm dead. It's done.
Yeah, like I won.
Yeah,
I'm done. You find out afterwards. Like, I got over y'all.
I live this life without you guys knowing. Now,
yeah, but you know what? Let's go to the future when you guys are on your deathbed. Let's say, heaven forbid, you never die. But you're now in the.
Oh my God!
Your local priest is in church going, "Hallelujah. Thank you for having this man, this child, this beloved person on this earth." Oh, goddamn. Look at what he was looking on Google.
Hey, it's going to be one happy, it's going to be one tickle.
Hey, Jesus like hoes.
Yep. It's going to be one tickle church. That's all I can say. Not, church going to be lit that day. Lit.
It's in the book.
If I was at one of y'all's shoes, I'll say it. He said it. I'm like, hold up now. Jesus had hoes.
It's like it's like that one less finger on the way out. And I'm out. Mic drop.
Was it you that showed me that video that of the dude that was dying?
It's an Irish guy, and he, like, his last will and testament was he's a jokester. In his coffin, they set it up to knock and played a recording of his voice of him in the coffin. Like the last time of his voice. So he pretended to be at, so as they're putting him in the ground, you just hear the, hey, what the, why is it dark up in here? Hey, oh my, hey, no, is that that priest? Oh, bloody put me in the ground. Hey, I'm not dead. Everybody who was there was crying and then bust out into laughter. Yeah. That was the last thing. Yeah, it was hilarious to you, man. put effort into it.
As eerie as that is,
I do. No, I do.
For grown ups, they got it.
Yeah.
If a kid was there,
oh man,
you messed up. Trauma.
He had a newborn, but it's not even like a 4 or 5 year old.
Nah, you gotta be a little older than that.
You hear the dad's voice again? Scarred him already.
Right.
He's not dead.
It's not scarring unless he has a springboard popping him up.
Oh man,
I think the sweet spot would be like 7.
Yeah.
They know full sentences. They already got like 2 grades up. You know, they know how grandpa is, and then they just get a
compressed air can, pack some dirt, pick some dirt out as if he's trying to
right.
Oh, trying man. To get out. You mess up a whole bunch of people. They'll never go to a funeral again.
Hey, wait a minute. We were talking about Jesus having hoes. Was Ludacris part of that rap single for him?
Probably inspiration.
I got hoes. And then they did say he uses his subjects to create.
Yeah.
So yeah, that might have been Jesus.
If you think about it, the song matches Jesus'
Yeah, but
life.
You know, Jesus slapping his hoes going, bitch, where's my manna?
I asked you for bread.
And you bring me one Wash goddamn fish.
Wash my feet. It's all type of anger. I think Jesus would have a robot.
Yeah.
I think Jesus would. Yeah. I could see Jesus with a robotic prostitute. Cause it's not that, you know what I'm saying? He can get his, you know, get his nut off. Still a virgin.
Jesus Christ, Jesus, I wash your feet.
Oh God, your father. You know what I'm saying? It'd be weird. I guess it'd be weird. It'd be weird. You'd have to, you know, go into the setting.
That would be weird. She calls out, "Oh God, what are you bringing to my dad for?"
No, just stop calling my dad's name. That's weird.
Go. Wait a minute. Did you two have a thing at one time?
How do you know my father, fam?
Jesus Christ.
Huh? Wait, what? No, that's enough.
Personal question. I got like personal question. This is a podcast question. Now, y'all do a lot of this stuff. I do a series of podcasts. I do it for other people, hosts, all that other stuff. Like, do y'all ever just like, man, I want to shut this shit down? Like, just like for like a couple like weeks or something, just like, just relax, because it's so grinding. You have to keep reposting, editing, trying to bring in new subscribers, giveaways, all types of things.
What do you think, Andy?
Try to do. Does it burn you out every now and again?
It used to more, but since like a Big O joined the cast, that like it took a lot of the like a lot of like stuff off of my plate, and so. It left more time to get creative with like the video editing or like the audio stuff. Like it was always the easy part for me just because of the music stuff. And I was already used to mixing audio. So like that part was always like, I, you know, bang those out in like 4 or 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, cool. But like the video stuff was way new for me. And I'm like trying to figure out how, you know, like how the different programs work and how to like edit stuff and how to overlay, you know, the clean audio over it. And then on top of that, having to like try to come up with content. So that's when I was feeling like I was kind of like getting burnt out and needed a break and shit. But then, you know, as like, I guess the workload distribution, you know what I mean? Like it got easier. And so that feeling of like, fuck, it's a bit much. Like, I think it started to go away a lot, so.
So when I joined up with Andy here, you know, and we were doing some stuff, and it just seemed more natural. He reached out to me, asked me a few questions, and next thing you know, everything comes bubbling out of my head. Now, I'm more thinking down the line, you know, I don't always, you know, get the funnies out there, but I've always been at a point where once I start with one line of text, I write a whole fucking novel in my head, you know. Mm. Plot, twist, and red herrings, everything all laid out. So when he brought me in, he just kept asking me questions, kept telling me to go. It's just next thing I know, I had, you know, half a season written down, and then he had the other quarter down. Then we hashed out the last quarter, and we had a full season within minutes.
Yeah, and that's so, like, that it's easier that having, you know, that other person to bounce ideas off of and shit. Like, it makes the process, like, a lot less stressful.
Yeah. And for me, you know, I never really wanted to bust away because I'm married.
I feel you on that.
Okay. Yeah, you heard me. I mean, I said it.
My story is pretty much similar to yours, is that I'm like mastered on the video side, but the audio is where I'm, you know, lacking that, because it's so new to me. Mm-hmm. You know, because like video is whatever file is on the top, and then it's like you can either use steps up or step down, or it's like so many patterns that you can, you know, put together on that scale, and it'll be. But with audio, like file that's layered over that one, and it, you know, they'll be like, oh, the pieces, do you hear it back here? And I just be like, what the fuck is this? And then, like, all this fucking bouncing, and, like, I'm going to get it, but, boy, it's a headache. Yeah.
And then when you find out how many plugins, we use Fruity Loops. He's like, yo, put it into one of the plugins. Which one? The one with hella knobs? You want the one with the hella knobs on it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put the one with hella knobs on it. What does this knob do? I don't know.
Like, I need a, like, I think the best thing for me is, like, I need a crash course or, like, straight to just get a clean thing and then let me build from
the creativity
that one thing.
Right.
Yeah, the, for audio, I always used, I never had enough money for Pro Tools or the fucking box that you got to buy that goes with it. So we always used Audition, and now Audition is, like, one of the industry standards. And so it started off like the same, like, what does this do? What does that do? Like, oh, fuck it, let's try it. And then so we start messing with it, and, you know, and then one thing leads to another. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, I can do this now. But yeah, you do need that, like, that ramp up period where it's like, I just need like a couple weeks to just sit here and just fucking figure it out. And then like, once you like at least have that base down, then it's like, all right, fuck it. Like, you know enough to like produce like whatever you're trying to and not spend like a ton of time on it.
True facts. Yeah. Cause I mean, like, in my head, I do the, like, I guess for me being the way that where I run my businesses, I'll figure out how to get it to a done part. And then find someone who's better and be like, hey, can you make this a polished diamond? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to just ask you to do the whole thing, but this is my idea. Mm-hmm. Make it nice now. So, like, I know it's crap. You know, I know. Like,
that's a faster approach. You can get a lot done using that approach.
But yeah, it's just to get things done.
But you're going, with that approach, you're going to run into, you know, them cutting out on the job every time, which has happened so many times.
Right.
I love to know me personally, at least the basis, before I go put somebody on it, because at least I know exactly what I'm looking for. the BetterHelp, my whole process or how to advance in my type of field is it's better for me to know the, like, it's better for me to know everything, even if I'm never going to use it. I need to know exactly the whole spectrum, and then that way I can get, let my brain just grab ideas, because that's how I am in video. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so advanced in that, like, I can just be like, okay, and then I can put the pieces together in my head before it even touch the computer.
Yeah, no, I get that. And knowing, basically knowing like everything about the different aspects of the program, or, you know, what the things that you're working with, the hardware, it allows you to know like what the, like either what the limits are or what like the capabilities of like what you got in front of you can do. And so, but like, so you could be missing out if the stuff, like, you know, it arbitrarily does 10 things and you only know about 5 of them. Well, these 4 other things could like really help you. And then one other thing, yeah, like you're never going to use, but at least you know like what you can and can't do. And so that helps.
Some point.
That, yeah, it helps.
My cell phone. Mm-hmm. The average American probably use, what, 10% of it?
Boy. Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, I just now, I mean, I knew the health thing was in there, but I don't use it. You know, I don't be checking that shit. But
how many steps you make, because it tracks you. Why not use the device to people buying the watches? But like, your phone does it already.
But you're on it so much doing the applications that you do want. To try to put that extra, to do extra shit, it gets, you know.
I stopped using the health thing because it was like a daily reminder that I was fat. I'm like,
yeah, that is true.
And I'm like looking at it, I'm like, well, fuck you too. It would fucking piss me off on my watch. It's time to get up and go for a walk, fat ass. Like,
put down that slice of bacon.
Yeah.
Right?
It'll always remind you the most inopportune. Time, like as you're eating like a Big Mac, it's just like
the one time it went off when I was taking a shit, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it, maybe I have been in here for a little while.
It's a bit runny, you need some more foliage in your life.
How do you know this?
maybe it keeps the reminder on until you get to your target weight.
It just keeps a reminder to what, you know, you've already done. So it has an, you know, an average, daily average that it puts together for the time that it works. I have a watch, and the factory that I work in, sometimes I'll walk maybe 2-3 miles. Other times I'll walk close to about 15 miles in a day.
I don't know how many steps that is, but we did a lot of steps yesterday.
Lot of goddamn steps.
That's some steps. Bro. I don't know how many steps.
And that fucking astronaut suit.
Boy,
when I went outside,
that's a lot. Walking around too.
Wait. Did you say the Astroglide? What'd you say?
So the astronaut suit that you gotta fucking wear for.
I have to wear a bunny suit because it's clean room. It's like
it's got like big ears and everything. A fucking tail.
Yeah, it's like the Playboy Mansion, but it's like 1,000 times cleaner than a operating room.
Damn. Sending stuff to space?
Yeah. Space on Earth. A lot of research floating around me.
I always feel scared of those places. Like, you know, because I always feel like I feel like they have like some secret shit underneath that's even more clean. Like contamination happened. I'm already in the suit. So it's like I'm always worried that like something will pop off. It's like, you can't leave. What? You know, all those horror movies where like they get trapped. Like, Independence Day assignment.
I've walked through some of the basements of some of these factories, and it feels like The Walking Dead. You're looking for zombies around corners.
All right, I can't handle
that. Yeah, we saw somebody shooting arrow wounds over there.
Yeah,
in one of those type of.
And you didn't say hi. Not even a wave.
My eyes.
Well, he looked focused. To be fair, he looked focused. He looked very like, because he was already in the.
I didn't know you saw me.
he was already in the needle part.
Wait a minute. Did you guys go to the other side of the street just in case? I mean, you don't have to be scared.
No, we walked the same block.
Nah, we was on the same side with him.
We just safety in numbers. We were together.
I'm not afraid.
I ain't scared. I'm not afraid. Of that. Scared.
So you get up and tell us, hey man, scoop them and go in and get out of there.
Get a big swamp out.
It's a good rule of thumb to not walk across the street from people that are doing drugs, because, like, what if they're all high and they fucking offer you some and then you fucking score?
That's true.
That is true.
That and like you don't have to do drugs. You just sell it to the next person on the next block. Yeah. Damn.
Flip. And then you can go buy some clean drugs.
But then you find out there was fentanyl in it.
I mean, that's still a pin. Still sounds like a man.
Yep.
No, I'm good on that.
Yeah, I don't want none of that stuff. I don't understand how. I don't get how it keeps getting into the country. It's like a medical stuff. Medical stuff, ain't it?
I don't know.
Something like that. I was like, why don't they just make the cure for it's formaldehyde?
It used, you know, it once was formaldehyde, then they went to fentanyl. You know, they like lacing weird shit and that stuff.
That's just, it's like, but I'm saying, like, the fentanyl stuff is like, if it's being made in Mexico, have them, you know, if they're smart enough to make fentanyl and cocaine, they could make a vaccine with some sticks. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, let's start uniting the cartels. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we can make a dollar off a vaccine. Start making it in the woods out here. Got some Amazon tree sap or something. I don't know. But
so what you're saying is you'd like to see a happy Scarface going, hey, say hello to my little friend. No, seriously, here's a vaccination.
You know what I'm saying? Taking the market, bro. Bring infrastructure back to Mexico. I just solved the plan for Mexico. They're not even going to hear this problem.
Some of them might.
Dirty so politics down there too. Like,
oh. We were looking at the map of where people were listening from, and there was some dots in Mexico. So I'm like, really?
Oh, we're being targeted, goddamn.
Like, all the fucking jokes we make about the fucking. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
This one time they're just like, hey, did you see the last one? Talking some shit, man.
They said they didn't need any badges.
I'm just saying, that'll be my idea. I'm just trying to fix the world, man.
Yeah. So, you know, we were all talking about the real dolls and everything. That was a good discussion there. What would you do if you went into one of those hotels where you had to purchase a real doll, kind of like a hooker?
Like the Mustang Ranch?
It got quiet really quick.
I'm thinking now. Got choices, you're saying? Like the Bunny Ranch?
Kind of like a vending machine. You walk in, you put in your money in the slot, and it comes down, slots down on a little slide, goes into your arms, and you go into a room.
I'd do it. It's a doll, though. It's not cheating. It's not alive.
She ain't talking either.
Nope, it's a toy. How is it okay that girls can get a baby and have a toy?
Facts, and we can't.
Why is it so judgmental when guys want a toy?
I want a toy. And we're kids anyway, I heard. I understand how they're not. I'm just saying. I'd do it.
It is your child. It belongs to you. Check the DNA. Whoa, you're silicone, bitch.
Remember, y'all seen that Rick and Morty episode?
Yeah.
With that baby. What if it got pregnant? Nah, you know what I'm saying? That's the question. You got pregnant.
Then you get that big slingshot and they get to play outside.
If anything with the doll, if anything, I would get it even if I was married. Just have it in the closet. So then when she fucks up, you send her to the couch and then you just go to the closet.
Then the other one comes out of the closet.
You know how much of a don't even tell her when you get it. Just have it in the bed already.
Yep.
Have it in the bed already. So when she
what's this?
What is going on, huh? Nah, it's nothing. It's not what you think.
You got a fucking Iron Man armature coming out, bringing out.
Yeah.
Put it on the bed.
Y'all thinking you're fucking Avenger.
I'm very disappointed in you, and I would like you to go to the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my toy want to be alone.
And I need to have my wife dress.
She ain't going to do that. She ain't going to do that. It's already bad enough to have on the couch.
All right. I bet you she will. Okay.
There's some people out there do the three-way with the real doll.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got into that stuff.
With the doll.
And then that'd be funny, too. What if you tell them, like, you got it? She's like a fashion designer. You don't tell her it's an actual sex doll. So then, like, she comes in on you as you're fucking it. What are you doing? This is what she really is, babe. I just didn't want to tell you. She's a fuck doll. Mm. And she's just been dressing her up for you in like Caracas, whatever clothes you spit. Because you ain't got to tell her. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, if the real doll got uppity and told you to vacuum the floor, would you?
No, I'd expect it to be a rumba. I'd expect its feet to have some holes in the construction.
That's how it gets around. It stands on the platform. It's required to
move by itself. Why is your real doll squatting on the floor?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, or if you want to plant it, like, what if you want to have sex with it? Have such on its feet or something. Good grip.
It wouldn't be the feet.
You never know. Some people hit the feet. Some people hit the fucking feet.
He just takes one of the fucking tits off and drops it on the floor, and it turns into a fucking Roomba and starts moving around the room.
Oh, that'd be dope. And then the other one's a mop.
Yeah.
Your floors be done. It's multi-purpose. Right. It's multi-purpose.
And then it's a robot. It could just walk over, fucking empty out the other one, put it back on, wring out the other one, put it back on, and boom, back in business.
How did this vagina get dusty again?
like an archer washing out the vagina in the sink.
use one of those. Have like one of those pocket vaginas and be like a socket inside, so you can just take it out and clean it. And you got to clean the whole doll.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what you're talking about. No one's ever seen a fleshlight. Fleshlight. Is that the correct term?
They all on Wish App. Everyone's seen them. They all get it on Wish App.
Oh, get Wish App. Wish App. Wish App. About this
phone. That'd be this. Fleshlight be this big. Yeah, fleshlight be like, what? This is it? You paid $3 for this.
Yeah, you break it in half if it was for you.
my boy did that. He bought a doll, and it was this big. Yeah. He looked at him like, "Are you fucking midgets?" he was like, "Nah." I was like, "That's just he bought a doll." He's like, "I did. That's it. You got a Wish App." Yeah, they saw you coming.
How much was it?
Oh, we get like this round nice small doll.
The doll, the original size doll, was like 2000.
Well, I bet you
gonna get you a little deal.
I bet you still got blown up and used.
Yeah, he did.
Ain't going to waste.
The Bridget the Midget edition.
Oh god, you can't say Bridget the Midget. They took away the midget part of it because of the whole thing, cancel culture.
They what? Did.
Yeah, she had to change her name.
Well, what the fuck are we supposed to call him now?
I don't know. One trick ponies.
Bridget, it rhymed though.
Yeah, it did. But,
and she's actually a midget.
And she's,
a little person.
Yeah, Bridget the vertically challenged sounds like fucking hard to say.
Yeah.
That's a lot of syllables.
That sure is. But they took it down from porn sites because of the whole cancel culture. Really fucking ridiculous.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of a fucking world do we live in where fucking porn sites are being affected by cancel culture? That's bullshit.
A shit world.
Fucking one star. Yeah. No, would not recommend.
It's not supposed to be on the main market. That's why it's in the porn market.
I feel like there's rappers that say the N-word with N-words in their name. We can't allow that. I find that sus. That's weird.
Yep. Good times, man. That's what the day we live in.
This word don't have to make sense.
They better not start canceling anime.
Well, that's good.
They start canceling anime stuff. I'm gonna hurt somebody. Cancel all anime, hentai, all good stuff. Beat somebody ass. Like a
beat your ass.
I'm gonna put a black mother. Bro, that's ridiculous. I can't believe that.
Yeah. $20, anything you want.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go to China.
Be done in 10 minutes.
Have a better time there anyway. I will say this. I need to learn, after being in at the Comic-Con or Supercon, I need to learn Mandarin or Japanese stuff. Because all the words, you don't know what you're buying.
Oh. Yeah. Bro, that was just a big ass Scholastic movie. That's all that was. It was a book fair.
What's funny was the badges were from Goosebumps, so it said Scholastics at the bottom of the badge, and it looked like the cafeteria, like science fair.
Yeah, this is my first time going to a Comic-Con. I've actually been to one. So I've always just seen the background. When I went there, I was like, all right, finna get ready to pop the chair. First off, the price is overly priced. $50 just to enter this thing. Mm. And when I entered in, it felt like just an oversized book fair that at regular school. I'm sorry. Maybe because I'm an adult, and maybe that was the wrong time to have that experience hit me, but it just felt like that.
Yeah, so you went in that. Oh, drop off.
That's all right.
Went into that fair and then acted like Cartman going, hey, is anyone going to take me out to dinner? Because I want to get fucking fed before I get fucked. We do a pause right there.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Back on. We were at... Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Scholastic, so...
Yeah.
All right, we could jump back in there.
All right.
Where are we at, 35?
Time-wise... Oh, shit. We're at...
Not to stop, just wondering where
we're at. Yeah, about 35.
All right. Yep. That's what it felt like.
All right,
cool.
So where do you want to pick it back up from?
About the $50 Scholastic fuck thing.
Okay. It was just one big ass glorified Scholastics, them coming in for that 1 week. And then you come in, whatever points that you done read up or tried to get on the point system, and come in with your little coins or tokens, and they rape you out the ass on the pencils and erasers and everything.
Erasers never work. Dope looking around never work. Nah. Just move the dirt around.
Right. It'll smear your shit.
Just make it all black.
It's like, man, this bitch was one whole point. I spent a whole point on this eraser that don't erase nothing.
You know how much every time
I needed an eraser.
I had to read Monster just to get this. The book was long as shit.
None of that made any sense. So when I went over to this, it was the same thing. And then it was very boring on the food. Food was very lackluster. There wasn't nothing out there. They just had generic shit at school that, you know.
Hamburgers, tacos, pizza.
Right.
Frank and beans.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I mean.
That hamburgers, I didn't know where it was coming from, though. I still don't know where the hamburgers are coming from.
The vegetables.
Yeah. They had a bar, at least. They had a few bars.
Which convention was it?
Supercon.
Yeah, there's a red flag there.
I would think that would be. I mean, I had heard stuff about that one, and I from what I had heard, I thought it would have been like way better than that.
The times I've been, it was dope. This time, I think because it's COVID. After COVID, and supposedly they got bought out by some other company.
So then it became a Supercon.
So yeah. It was they conned us. Like the people they had, like, what was it? The main star was John Cena.
Okay,
I was like, all right, that's a highlight. That's a highlight. And then the anime people they had the voices from My Hero Academia.
Oh, okay.
As a highlight, keynote speakers. I mean, so we went to that, and that was about it.
Really? Yeah,
just a lot of sitting down, listening.
They had the wrestling thing.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I've been to some of those where like they have like just a huge like the wrestling ring set up and they're doing like exhibition matches like in the middle of the convention.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw something online where they did a Rick and Morty thing. So
the convention?
Yeah, a convention where they're having wrestlers. You know, they had a. guy acting like Rick and going in there wrestling some regular wrestlers.
Yeah, we had the same thing.
We had the same one. That might be the same one we was at.
Oh, okay.
I think he was wrestling the day before. I think he wrestled. And he came out drunk and stuff. It was funny. I got in videos of it. You know, it was my first wrestling match.
If I'm spending $50, man, I want more entertainment than that.
For that day, I agree. It was an anime day and it wasn't the best.
I mean, at least get some porn stars to come up there stripping.
Like, you're already making money off of vendors itself and the food. Like, I feel like it should just be a little cheaper than that. Like,
put that bad boy at $20.
Well, talk to the NFL about that.
Yeah. I mean, like, $50 to go in, to go buy books and shit from other folks. I could just meet these people on the side of the street.
Hey, you're my man.
Hey, let me talk to you when you get out. All you got to do is just get up earlier before the convention. Just sit in there and wait for everybody to start coming in. Just give out your card. You don't even have to go in there.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, I want to see some of your stuff. You got this stuff online? Because they post this stuff online. We in the technology era.
And no one was COVID safe.
Nah.
Seriously?
Oh, man.
Yeah, no one was really COVID safe. People just in there and see it. Because, like, I mean, it's Florida, too, but they're like, the rule was to wear your mask, and they had masks for you to wear. But once you was in, there wasn't enough people to be like, hey, wear your mask. And everybody liked your costume. So they were just like, yeah, take a picture.
I could totally see you out front going, let me holler at you. Can I holler, let me holler. Take this. Hey, there.
And I'm, you know, I'm a people watcher, you know, just as a natural actor. So you see characters. You see some people come up on it. You know, it'd be like somebody just coming out and can I get a picture with you? and then it's just gone. No more interaction after that. Like, usually when you interact with somebody, hey, you know, and then y'all
share information.
Yeah, talk a little more. No, it was just a cold hanging pitch with you. Thanks.
And then just walk away. And then the person would just stand going, right, and then go back to their shit, whatever they're doing. It was weird.
It was just so awkward. Two awkward people talking to each other.
Nice.
And they think that the costume is supposed to build up more confidence. It doesn't. It just makes them more awkward.
Oh my God, this girl touched me.
Hey, Ray.
And then the Q&As, they had, I don't know why they don't tell people how many to stand up or ask questions. The line for the My Hero Academia Q&A was to the back of the room. What? I knew they weren't going to. They got to like 5 questions. There was a kid in the back, antsy, like waiting to get his. Oh, I can't wait to answer my question. Ooh. Once I got to question number 5, all right, this is going to be the last question. Devastation. Devastation.
Tear.
I was like, why did you wait so long?
Just quietly just get out of there.
Season 3, episode 5, when you felt that pain, how did it come out? It's a fucking cartoon, kid.
Yeah. Because between question number 1 and 4, he was like this.
I know he was getting mad because it was a rule. You got to ask a question for everybody on the panel. And people were just directing the question to 1 or 2 people.
Right.
So you know characters. He's probably like, man, that's not even the rules. Oh, come on. You got to ask a question for the whole group. All right, that's it for everybody's questions. We're going to end it today. You could see him just cussing.
You can see him get out his list with his lipstick trying to mark down names.
This person. That person.
Just there going, mother.
There's going to be a shooting here. I ain't coming back tomorrow, goddammit.
All right? Today's convention is going to be a...
Yeah.
It's going to be a shooting everybody.
And then people's costumes are so outrageously big that the seats that they prepare for people... You know, I said... Man had wings, right? He just... Excuse me. Sorry.
Right?
All right.
Can you move them wings?
Oh, my bad. All right.
Can you get the wings?
And you just like, my man, just go in the back.
Right.
Go in the back.
So he took up 5 chairs by himself.
And then just blocked the everybody behind him.
Right.
That's bullshit.
But his suit was dope. That was a whole costume. Clean.
Detail.
Well, if he had wings, why didn't they just hang him from the ceiling?
I should, you know, it would work too. He had a harness or something in the back.
Around his neck. That'd have been all right.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculously big. But the costume was dope. But yeah, it was just seeing people like that. It was funny. People watching.
Yeah, etiquette, people. Etiquette. Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah, man.
No one, I'm going to go get food, was buying tacos. And then, like, you know how they do, like, extra meat or extra protein?
Yeah.
$4, whatever. So I was like, let me get 2 tacos plus 1 more. And she was like, all right, you want 2? I was like, 1, 2, 3. 3? And then she starts making me 3 orders of tacos. So I was like, nah, fam. I just want 3 individual tacos. She's like, nah, we don't do that. then what's $4? You know what I mean? Like, charge them $4 for what?
But really, you wanted the three orders, because I would want the three orders.
It was like $13. Like,
yeah, and then you turn around and sell it for $15.
I should have done that.
What's a guarantee that you're going to get them cold tacos?
No, I'd have gone right to the last person in line. Hey, man, I'll give you this for $10 right now.
There you go.
They didn't listen to me. I was like, I'd have flipped it right there, right then and there.
And supply and demand.
You want to wait in this line, dog, or not?
Hey, all right. Take my wallet. Okay, fine.
What I tripped out on the food over here at the conventions, like in LA, is that they got the downtown hot dog vendors, the ones with the bacon wrap hot dogs.
Oh,
there's like four or five of them that'll just post up right in the fucking front, and like the lines like for upstairs and inside the conventions are long, right? The fucking lines for the hot dog dudes are just as long.
Man. I believe it. I believe it.
So they're right out front showing their weenies.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Nice. Fucking with the carts, and then the fucking, and then the dudes with the corn show up too. Nice. Oh, should you not?
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that. Way overpriced food at that place, right?
Yeah.
I'd walk right outside and get a hot dog.
Really? Man,
bacon wrap too.
I don't trust that shit.
Those LA dogs, the ones that are all like.
The ones that kill you.
Yeah, those.
the ones supposedly kill you because they're not hot dog. They're not safe or something.
I'll
risk it for $2, $3.
I haven't died yet.
You know what I'm saying? It's hot, right? It's coming off the grill hot. That's food safe. You got to be 150 degrees or more. Mm-hmm. It's Gucci.
Yeah, so like, I was, destined to go to court, for jury selection. And it was an all-day thing, man. I just sat there on my ass all goddamn day. But lunchtime, they gave us a break, and I went out, and there was a hot dog vendor out there. I'm like, yeah, let's see what they got. Old man's all getting the hot dogs going, and selling them. And then all of a sudden, I see him drop his tongs in a dog, picks it up, and puts it back in the mix. I'm out. I don't trust those motherfuckers.
You got, sometimes a little grit. Get a little grit in it, you know what I mean? Get a little texture.
There was a lot of pigeon shit on the floor.
Yeah, but if we was going to put it back on the fire, then it would just kill it off anyway.
It's burning it off. It's simple obvious chemistry.
The germs can't survive that. They'll hop off the grill.
I think it's the fact that you know that there's shit on it. The fact that I don't care what germs come off, sanitized, you throw that out.
Like, just cover it up with the ketchup.
I feel like it comes down to like an area where you live. Like in New York, New Jersey, we had those like gyro spots.
Uh-huh.
So we call them street meat vendors because the meat would hit the street and just keep going. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all okay with that?
Yeah, bro. For some reason, lines around the block. We'd have lines. We'd make trips just to go get the food into New York just to get it. And it's like, this is just. This has to be unhealthy. Like, we don't see no hand washing stuff. There's no bathrooms. It's just like four dudes got an assembly line working on the food right there. We still eat, killing plates. You can Google it. They're Googled now. I think Google Maps had like a line of them one time. You just see it go around the block. And you're just like, bro, what are they doing? So, they just selling food. And like, just like the hot dog spots, you still just. I don't know. You still go and get it, even though you know it's bad for you.
Some of these taco trucks out here too, because like I'm in an area where there's a shit you not on fucking at after like 6:30, 7 o'clock for like a 2 mile stretch of road. There's at least one every fucking block for 2 fucking miles, and like so like you drive down that street, all you smell is tacos like from like. Mm-hmm. 2 miles away from the freeway, and then that's where fucking houses start. And but some of them look like pretty fucking suspect, and still line fucking. Even though there's like all kinds, all of them fucking got lines.
Yeah,
it's a good thing I don't live here. I'd be big as Ralphie May.
I agree too. I'm glad I don't live. I eat so much out there.
God dang,
just because of the food. I mean, I will say this though, because of the convention, though, it gives a new appreciation to like people wearing the costumes.
Right.
After I, like, speaking of how, like, people, because people was eating and some of the stuff that one man had to take off his whole suit just to eat after he was done. So I was just like,
up in there.
I would rather if I was a vendor, then I would make a meal designed for like people who wear the costumes.
Astronaut paste.
Yeah, something like that. Like put it all in tubes. just plunge. Just you got like that, right? Like, you, girl, you've done it before, girl. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, what? I said, girl.
Right, you did the gesture.
Hey, don't forget to cup the balls when you hit the syringe on the head.
Yeah.
That's like
where fucking, napkins will be.
That was like Jade's eye above. What, you never did one of these? Oh, no. Don't make me like that.
No, I'm saying you're innocent now?
No, I did. I had one of those fucking moments where I had to like, I was at a convention. And this is right when fucking Big Mouth on Netflix, like the new season just dropped. And so I went dressed as one of the hormone monsters. I went dressed as fucking Maurice. And like my fucking, I had the head, like the fucking mouth moved and everything. So like I was fucking, like I first started trying to eat. I'm like, open the fucking mouth. And I'm like, oh no, fuck this. And then like sitting there sweating because the fucking suit's hot. I'm like, nope. Fucking sitting there in the food court and like fucking almost my damn underwear just fucking eating because I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm not eating. I'm on break, bitch.
Yeah, bro. Just seeing people, the commitment. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of like, and then seeing people wearing like Demon Slayer costumes, like the dude with no shirt. So they just had just pants on. I was like, that's acceptable? During COVID times, you just have naked out here?
I guess we saw like Fat Thor too, like no shirt, just fucking, and the dude was fat, like letting it all fucking hang out, like
Fat Thor. What do you mean?
The Fat Thor from one of the fucking those fucking Marvel movies and shit.
The Fantastic Four, except it was Fat Thor. What are you talking about?
No, Thor.
Oh, Fat Thor.
Fat Thor.
Like when Thor was a fat ass in that movie.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Now I follow.
He was a little pudgy. He was not. He had the belly over the pant loop.
Yeah. He was looking at the table going, get him my belly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the dude at the convention had man cans, so fucking, yeah. Like I told, like, yeah. No shirt, just fucking letting it all hang out. Like,
really?
I was all, bro, shirt on.
C cups or D cups?
Fuck, look like D's. There, shit. Yeah, the dude was
nice.
Mm. You can't just be out here like that. You know what I'm saying? It's all just banging. Is that they're banging with it?
Like thing. Like the
kids show up to these things, sir. You can't be out here.
Yeah, I'm like, so like you, I hear people go like, hey, like mostly to the chicks that are fucking half naked. They're like, you know, there's kids here, and so I'm like, yo, there's fucking adults with good vision here, man. Push on.
I mean, it's not even body shaming. It's just, come on. Just be decent. Mm-hmm. Be decent in public.
Yeah, you know damn well nobody wants to see that shit. Yeah. Either stay home or put a shirt on.
It's like not on too your sad. Property, that's totally acceptable.
Right?
We can't say nothing. You outside, no shirt on. I can't tell you to go put a shirt on. Well, you in this? I paid $50 to come in here, man.
Well, this is the way I see it. If I have to see a couple of double D cans on a dude, just so I could see a couple D cans on a hot woman, allow it to fly.
Yeah, to each their own, for sure. But like, just
I can focus,
like, own it over there, out of my line of sight.
I'm not gonna look at the dude, but if it opens it up for ladies to show what they got, I'm gonna focus on the girls.
He was one of those that kind of like blocked the fucking view. And it's just like, you get here all of a sudden, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, I can picture that. As you're panning, you're just like, dude, move! Come on!
You just see my hand go by the camera and the dude's face move.
Get out of there. You're in the shot.
But sometimes you can't avoid from looking, because here's the thing about it is, you remember when we came out of McDonald's and then you had the big ass fucking, I know you saw that big ass transvestite.
Oh, yeah.
Built like Shaq.
Like, yeah, she was big.
Bruh, I would hire her on my basketball team if I had. Like, she has shoulders. She was good with blocking. She'd be up on you. She got a good drive.
You probably give LeBron for money.
Right.
You probably give LeBron for the money.
It was like a basketball player with a wig on.
It was weird.
Juwanna man.
Oh, nah. Like golf Juwanna man. Like golf. Like it was like tall as a Greek freak. But
yikes.
It was literally like Shaq put a wig on. A light skinned version of Shaq with a wig.
It was getting McDonald's.
Getting McDonald's. Yeah. It had like a size 13 foot. I was like,
Sean,
that's a huge.
Keep it in the circus.
All right. Whoever come up on that, like if he come up on you, you better be gentle getting out of that. It's gonna be a fight. Gonna be a fight.
Come here, little man.
Right?
We all looked up to her. We was like, it's one of those, you just got to go for your knees.
That transvestite needed nobody guards. None whatsoever. She could hold her own.
Look like Arsenio Hall coming to America?
Yeah.
There's no description. She was big.
Just a Shaq version of that. I said Shaq version of that.
She was massive.
Yeah.
It was a giant walking around with hair and tits.
Listen here. I can't make the three throw, but
like,
I'm talking about
thick as Fiona. That thick. With a muscle definition. Like, I'm talking about, like, man.
Like, so if you seen Mulan, remember when those three Asian soldiers dressed up as women? Like, yeah. That thick. Like the thick,
the big, one. Tall, thick one.
Yeah. Dressed up as one.
Dang.
In Mulan. But tall too. But tall.
Oh
yeah. Add
because I'm 5'11". Like I'm one off from 6 foot, and
yeah,
way over me.
Like, we both were just like, oh
shit.
Move out of the way, little man.
That big.
Damn. You here for the convention too, huh?
I thought it was a limit. You know, like, because you know, you gotta mimic a girl. It's very rare that you'll see a girl that's like way too tall. So usually they're within like they're usually within like 4'5" to 5'7" in that ballpark. They're usually when you transition, you usually be still within that same range.
But you want flats.
Yeah.
Talking flats.
Right. Because if she put heels on, she easily taking eight foot.
If she had been on high heels, she'd be a velociraptor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She'd knock herself out walking at the doors. And went in just boom. Damn.
She come in like this right here. Hey y'all, what's going
on? I think I'd go to that convention dressed like Chris Tucker going, you got knocked the fuck out.
You know what I'm saying?
She's gonna be the new Wizard Kelly. Hey, it all starts with orange basketball.
Just
towering over cameras and shit.
All weird shit to other people.
Right? And then you like my small size dating somebody like that. It's just I'm just sitting here in this little
I could
the smallest scene. Oh, I can tell you the bottom.
Rude?
I said, bitch.
You definitely would have to like ask your girl permission every time you got a girl that
big. Like, best
believe. I gotta see if I can go out tonight.
What? You gotta ask your wife? Like, yeah.
Cause she'll beat my ass.
She's gonna be my ass.
Definitely.
I'm like, man, come on, bro. We're just out with the workforce. I'm like, yeah. And then have the other coworkers be like, yeah, she's white, man.
Right? So where she is?
Well, how scary can she be?
When she calls,
y'all.
And she comes to pick him up.
He doesn't call home. Oh, he yells across the street.
It's Big Shirley from Martin.
Yeah.
Uh,
That's literally what she was. She was that big. She was that big. You scare everybody.
Why are you still screaming? The lights are on.
Anytime she wanted, it's happy. Yeah. There is a no. There isn't a no word. I don't even know it's going to not be a part of your vocabulary. It's literally going to be some morbid shit.
Yeah. It's straight. It's good. It's good. Man,
you got a girlfriend? Mm-mm. You do now. Huh?
What you mean? Norbit.
Yeah. What you mean? I like you.
Okay.
Oh man! So, what do you guys got coming up? Anything on the horizon? Anything in the works?
I'm revamping pretty much everything as far as branding. You know, we need some new logos. I've been rocking the same logo for like 10 years, so we went with the Dirty Bird. I went back to my roots with the Georgia logo. Kind of do a cross collab between what that bird would re-example. You know, mm-hmm. Refreshing up the brand that we have here before we start, you know, jumping into the movie.
We got a new show, Intellectual Nonsense.
And yes, we do have a new podcast called Intellectual Nonsense. It's just me and him for right now. Mm-hmm. I haven't found anybody else that fit my vibe as talented here yet, that I could add to the show necessarily.
We'll have guests though, but yeah, not like another host. Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of doing more of like a soft rebrand. We're building back up the blocks because COVID fucked my energy up, my motivation up, everything. So I'm trying to kind of like find that home spot again.
And I still have my show, What the Fuck, Good, Bad, What the Fuck. That's still going on Thursdays. And yeah, we've just been rebranding, like powering up on skills in the hyperbolic chamber.
Right on, man. Well, sometimes you need to.
Yeah, learn some new CGI. I'm getting into the mocha suits where we can be able to do video gaming a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to explore that a little more. So it's tearing my brain on that, tearing my brain on the film, and then trying to learn this Fruity Loops thing because I want to make some beats.
Yeah.
Or at least scores, not beats. Scores for the movie.
Yeah, I know that thing's really good for stuff like that. Especially if you get like a MIDI controller going. You could do a whole bunch of stuff. Like I used it before, so it's kind of cool. I like it.
I'm excited. Yeah, but that's about it for us.
Right on, man. Well, hey, thanks for coming down or coming in and sitting with us and talking with us again. It's always a blast having you guys on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're gonna
pull up. We're gonna have this.
But not only that, but it feels like because you know we was like unknown over here in Florida, and then y'all unknown on that side of California. It's like two sides, and then we just stay connected. And I feel like in the future we're gonna be this big fucking massive level.
Yeah,
and just like it's literally we're starting the building blocks of like some Joe Rogan and Silbert, like all the little guys that just hang out in that little spot.
Whatever on clicks.
When
you have those group of friends you know in a certain city. Like, yeah, I'm in your town. All right, bet.
Yeah, when y'all come to Florida and back,
it's gonna be a good time.
Industry friends.
Damn straight.
All right, guys. So, again, thank you for coming in and sitting down with us. It's always great having you, and we're going to have you back on again soon. All right. Until next week.
If a cunt smoked your last blunt, if work makes you feel like a jerk, you need more humor in your life, just look for rice and beans for a little afternoon delight.